You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship
as we lift
your holy name.
You are great, you very God so great.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great.
No one else like you.
There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory.
And the honor,
and the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift as we lift your holy name. You are great.
You're the miracle.
Yes, amen. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the so great. Like you. There is no one else like you. El Elam
Elohim,
I will long to worship. Long to worship you. El
Elah,
El Elohim,
Elohim.
I will long to worship you. El
Elah,
Elohim, I will long to worship you. Lord, we come to you in worship, no matter what the circumstances.
너의
Elohim.
I we long to worship you, Lord. Elohim.
We long
to worship you.
We are in Satan's kingdom.
Satan's come us to be done now. But with your Spirit here before righteousness, we rise and sing.
Yes, of the truth. We are going to worship him.
Hallelujah.
We are going to worship him. Tonight is our last prayer meeting in this house. Praise God. And we know the Lord has done so much for us.
Hallelujah.
Being in this place. Actually, when I came, you were here already. Praise the Lord. And my short time here, I've seen the hand of God that has moved so mightily amongst us.
Amen.
Praise God. And so, the Lord that gave to us, we must show appreciation to him. So even before we go to the word, I want us all, the musicians, give us two Thanksgiving songs. Let us worship and thank him for this place.
Amen.
What he has done for us.
Amen.
We must show our appreciation.
Amen.
Praise God. Before even we go to the word. Praise the Lord.
We come from far.
Home far. Home far to serve the Lord.
We come from far.
Home far. Home far to serve the Lord.
We come from far.
to the Lord.
We come from far,
from far to serve the Lord.
It is by grace, by grace, by grace
we serve the Lord.
It is by grace, by grace,
by grace we serve the Lord.
It is by grace,
by grace we serve the Lord.
It is by grace,
by grace we serve the Lord.
It is by faith, by faith,
by faith we serve the Lord.
It is by faith, by faith,
by faith we serve the Lord.
It is by faith,
by faith we serve the Lord.
Hallelujah! It is by faith,
by faith we serve the Lord.
Oh, my tent is no more pitch. Hallelujah, down there in Egypt. No more, no more, you see me no more. For I live in an island. Oh, my tent, my tent, my tent is no more pitch. No more, down there in Egypt. No more, no more,
you see me no more.
For I live
in an island. Oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. We come from far, from far,
from far to serve
we
the
come,
Lord.
We come from we far, come from far,
from far to serve the Lord.
We come from far,
from far to serve the Lord.
We come from far,
from far to serve the Lord.
It is my grace, by grace,
by grace, grace.
Oh, it is by grace,
by grace,
by grace,
we serve the Lord.
It is by grace,
by grace, we serve the Lord.
It is by grace,
by grace, we serve the Lord.
Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, Hosanna.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna.
Hallelujah,
oh, oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, oh, Hosanna.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna.
Hallelujah,
oh, oh, we are praising, praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
Let us praise the Lord. We are praising the Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
We praise you, we praise you, praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, we praise you, praising the Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
We are praising, we praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. The God you have turned for us all these years, having given us this place to worship. Oh, Lord, we want to say thank you. We want to say, Lord, we all that you have done, we appreciate you, Lord. Oh, we appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you gave us this place. And Lord, you have been here. Your spirit, oh, had always been with us in this house. Oh, we have gone through many things, Lord. Father, we say, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us this place. Oh, to worship. Lord, we bless you, O God, for the many things the Lord has gone that has happened in this house. Oh, many have been saved. Oh, many have been baptized here. Oh, many have been healed. Oh, many have received, oh Lord. Oh, their heart desires. Oh, yes, Lord. You did so great, wonderfully for us, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Many were they. The Lord never knew you. But Lord, oh, in this place, Lord, we have seen your glory. We have seen your mighty hand. Oh, we have seen your visitation. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, O God. We thank you for all the Lord you did for us, O God, in this house. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Oh, we appreciate you, Lord Jesus. You did so much, O God, for us. Whilst in this house, Lord. Oh, you healed our sicknesses. Oh, whilst we were here, Lord. Many were they that, O God, oh, were baptized in your name. Oh, many were they, O Lord, that received their healing, O God. Many, the Lord Jesus, their heart desires. Oh, Lord, you supplied all our needs. Oh, above, O Lord, your word, O God. Your word was always, we come, O Lord. There was always something on table for us. There is always your word, O God, prepared, O God. There is always your word, O God. There is always food, O Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you, O Lord Jesus. Oh, that Lord, here, O God, we were able, Lord Jesus, to overcome every trials. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. We give you the glory, Lord, for giving us such a place, O God. A place like this, O God, to worship you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We ask our precious brother, Franzua, to come and give thanksgiving to the Lord for us. For all that the Lord has done here in this house. We want to show our appreciation and say, Lord, we thank you.
Most precious, dear Heavenly Father, once again tonight we come humbly before the throne of mercy to thank you for the privilege that you have given to us. Oh, Father, to be in this place to worship thee, to pray and to speak at thee for the last prayer meeting, Father. We know place, the Father, doesn't bring you presence. It is us that bring you presence, the Father. Amen. And we believe even when we move from this place to the new place, you will be with us. Amen. Because the scripture says you are not dwelling in the house that is built by man, but you dwell in the house that you build yourself. Amen. That is our heart, Father. And we believe that everywhere where we move, that where your church will be, Father.
Amen.
Father, but despite that, we still thank you for this building, Father.
Amen.
That has served us as a place of gathering, of fellowship, Father.
Amen.
We thank you so much, Father. As the brethren says, many good things happen in this place.
Yes, Lord.
But you are not limited with the place, Father.
Amen.
We want to see more great things happen.
Hallelujah.
In the new place where we're going, Father.
Amen.
Where you will be able, oh Father, to leave the page of the Bible, the
yes,
page
Lord
of the
Jesus.
spoken word, and you'll be made flesh in each of us' heart. Father,
Amen.
We thank you, O Father, for this night, and we are under expectation that, O Father, you will speak to us, and
Amen.
You will be down in this place in a mighty full way, Father, that all the prayer requests that we have in our heart, everything that we need,
yes,
you will answer them before we
Amen.
Leave this place. Father, anoint our brethren, Father,
Amen.
That is going to open his mouth to speak about thy word, Father,
Amen.
That you anoint his lips, Father, anoint
oh,
our
hallelujah.
Ears, Father, that we shall be able to receive something special
Amen.
From thee, Father, because we didn't come here to meet with one another, we come to meet with thee, Father,
yes,
and we believe that you that is faithful to thy appointment, you says where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in thy midst, Father.
Amen.
We are more than 10 in this place, Father, and we believe that you are with us, Father.
Amen.
Start with us and finish with us in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Amen.
Amen. Glory to bless you, brother. Oh, hallelujah. As we are still standing, let's turn to Genesis 32, and we shall read from 22 to 28. And our topic tonight, quite strange, moving camp. Amen. Amen. Moving camp. Genesis 32, we read from 22 to 28. Let's hear the word of God. We have give all supplication and thanks to him. Now we are moving camp. Praise the Lord. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Amen. Dear Lord, we thank you, God, for once again, Lord Jesus, bringing us together in your presence, Lord. And Father, we are seeing today, the last of our prayer meetings. But Lord Jesus, we know that, oh God, many things has happened. Your grace has been so sufficient for us. And tonight, even as we have read this word, oh God, we have a topic in hand, oh God. But Lord, we need the Holy Spirit, oh Lord, to bring it to pass, oh Lord. Father, even as we've read your word, oh God, let the Holy Spirit now come. Lift it up, O God, into our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
And bring, Lord, the life out of it to God.
Amen.
That, Lord Jesus, we will see how, oh Lord, perfect your word is in every situation, O God. We thank you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with our thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, tonight our topic is moving camp. The last prayer meeting at Mill Street Church. Praise God. So, we read this. He said, it was Jacob. He rose up that night and took his wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. So Jacob and his household were moving camp. Praise the Lord. Jacob and his household were moving camp. But let us watch one thing. Praise the Lord. One thing Jacob had now realized was that his name Jacob had not worked anything good for him. Praise the Lord. Jacob realized when he was moving camp again, this time he said, no, this my name Jacob had never done any good thing for me. Praise the Lord. With this name Jacob, he had deceived his brother. With this name Jacob, he had deceived his own father. With this name Jacob, he had deceived what? His uncle. And now, he moved camp to the uncle's place. Now he's moving camp again. But he said, now this time, this name Jacob had never served any good to me. Praise the Lord. It has never served any good to me. The realization, my brother, let's look at it closely. Amen. How we need that to get that kind of word, realization, when we have to realize our situation. Praise God. Jacob realized his situation. He was going to move camp. But David was so determined, he was desperate, that he doesn't want to go with that name Jacob to the new camp. Amen. Amen. He never wanted to move to that new camp with that same name Jacob. Praise the Lord. Brethren, we are moving camp. And the same thing. Now, that night, look at it closely. He rose up. You see, he thought it, and so he rose up. He took his two wives, his two women servants, 11 sons, and then he passed over the ford Jabbok. And now he did what? He sent all of them over the brook. Praise the Lord. He sent all of them to cross the brook. And he was left alone. Amen. Amen. On the other side. Both all what he had. His family. His sheep. Everything. He moved all over the brook. And he was left alone. Oh, praise the Lord. The man was desperate. The man was determined. And the whole of the night, what a great, what, all night. Praise the Lord. He wrestled with God. Amen. All night, he wrestled with God. Because of one thing, that name Jacob, he never wanted to go to end that his new camp with that name Jacob following him. Oh, praise the Lord. He was moving camp. The name Jacob had not helped him. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's watch something closely here. Then God asked a question. Amen. God asked a question. And that question is for you and me tonight. Praise God. That question is for you and me tonight to answer before we move to a new camp. Moving camp. And God asked, what is thy name? Amen. What is thy name?
God knew the name of Jacob, but he still asked, what is thy name? What was God looking? What was God wanting from him? Tell me. What was God wanting from him? A confession. Praise God. A confession from his own lips. That, Lord, I am this. Praise God. He wanted what? A confession from him. That, Lord, I am this. And his own was what? I am Jacob. Praise the Lord. That same question, before we move camp, is on our doors now. Praise the Lord. God is asking us tonight, what is your name? We need to what? He's waiting for our confession. Praise the Lord. So that he does what? That name, which you don't like, but it has been always there. Tonight, if you confess it, then he will take it away and give you a new name before you move to your new camp. Oh, praise the Lord. Because as even we are moving as a church, we don't want to go with what? Any old name that is what? An aim that is always against what? The word of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, I am what? I am a gossiper. Yes, if tonight that's your name, confess to the Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm a liar. If that's your name, confess tonight before we move camp. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, I am prayerlessness. Confess. Oh, Lord, I'm lukewarm. Confess. Tonight, my brother, my sister, God asked Jacob. God knew his name. But yet he asked him, what is your name? He wanted what? A confession from his own lips. Truly, Jacob was not desperate. He has realized that the name Jacob was not doing him any good. And he never wanted to take that name to another camp. Praise the Lord. He was moving camp. Are you with me? Oh, praise the Lord. God, tonight, is waiting for all of us to confess our hidden names. Praise the Lord. Because he's ready. As he did to Jacob, he's ready tonight to take everything, anything that has been what? Our setbacks. So that we move to that new camp. Oh, hallelujah. As we see what happened to Jacob. In the message book, I think I've read it before. The Hidden Life with Christ. He said, it depends on your faith. Your faith, where your faith stands. It depends on how desperate you are tonight to confess. Praise God. Like Jacob, he was really desperate. He really doesn't want that name anymore. He was desperate. That name, he abhors it. It has not served any good. Because of that name, he has been running all over. Running from his brother. Now running from the uncle. Oh, where was he? The new camp, no more running away. Praise God. That's why God touched what? The hollow of his what? Of his tires. Oh, that will be a limping man so that he can't run anymore. Oh, praise God. And he changed his name. The prophet said, your salvation is good. as long as your confession is good. Amen. Your salvation is good as long as your confession is good. Jacob's confession was good, and it brought salvation unto him. The prophet went on to say, but when your confession drops, then your salvation is what? Gone. Amen. Drop how? When you try to hide something, God knows it. My brother, why do you need to hide tonight and not confess your name? Praise God. I've been a gossiper, Lord. Gossiping all around tonight, Lord. That name, I don't need it anymore. I'm desperate tonight. Praise the Lord. He said, he is the high priest sitting at the right hand of God to make intercessions on your confession. Amen. Oh, right now, that's our high priest. He said what? He's sitting at the right hand of God to make intercession for your confession tonight. If you confess your name, he's there to intercede now, as he's interceded for Jacob and changed his name. Praise the Lord. We are moving camp. We don't want to go with that old man. Amen. We want that old man to die. Praise God. Jacob did not drop his confession. He didn't hide anything from God. Because how can you hide from him? He didn't try to justify himself. That Lord, you see my brother's case, for instance. You see, he sold it to me. You see, no, sir. Praise the Lord. He never tried to justify himself anywhere. He said, I am Jacob, a supplanter. That's me, Lord. That's me. Change my name. Bless me. If not, I'm not going to leave you. What an all night he had. All night. Wrestling with God. Oh my. Alone at the other side of the stream. Oh, hallelujah. And all the family were the other side. And he was alone. Wrestling it out with what? With God. Because he was desperate. He was moving to a new camp. And he doesn't want to go with that old name anymore. Amen. And said, the prophet said, he's a high priest tonight. Sitting at the right hand of God. To make intercession on our confession tonight. And he said, your salvation is good as long as your confession is good. So if we are, that brings us to what? Hebrews, that high priest. Let's read something from Hebrews 10, 21 to 26. Oh, hallelujah. And having an high priest over the house of God, we have a high priest, my brother, over the house of God. Let us draw nigh as we go to our new camp, oh brethren. Let us draw nigh with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience, and our bodies washed with what? Pure water. Oh, amen. As we move camp. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let us what? Draw nigh unto him with a true heart, full of assurance and faith, having our hearts sprinkled from what? Evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Brethren, that is what the world, you and me, I had to search myself. Praise God. Verse 23 said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another, verse 24, to provoke unto love, not to anger. Oh my. Let's provoke unto love. And to good works. Let's provoke one another. Love. I always love the provoking. Because the word provoke, see, the world always takes it the negative way. Amen. To provoke someone to anger. But here in the word of God, you can provoke someone to love. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. By your life, you will provoke someone to love. The way how you will show love, you provoke that one. The love you show to your brother, you show to your sister, will provoke him also to also do the same unto what? All good works. Amen. And then verse 23. It said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Brethren, as we move to that new camp, let's watch this closely. Amen. As long as nothing is holding us, nothing is holding you, my brother, sitting at home will not want to help you. It is a Jacob that is worrying you there. That Jacob tonight, the high priest is here. If you confess, he will take that Jacob away. That Jacob is here tonight to take it away. Amen. So let us be exhorting one another. And so much the more as we see the day approaching. Brethren, the prophet said in the message book, why are people so thoughts about Jeffersonville 1956? 18 paragraph, he said, he was quoting this scripture. I said, for me, he was quoting Paul. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He said, not me that liveth anymore, but Christ that liveth in me. Amen. He said, Christ living in the individual, soul surrendered, this is what we are going to. We want everyone to be like. I'm going to read from the prophet. He said, Christ speaks through the lips. Amen. Amen. If we will surrender to him, if we will confess our names, oh, praise the Lord. He said, Christ speaks through the lips. Amen. And think through the mind. So it's no more your mind, but Christ what? Through your mind. Hallelujah. He said, and you will see through what? God's eye. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then act through the temperament. And then the prophet himself shouted, hallelujah. Amen. All through Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now let's come back to Jacob again. So God said, when he confessed his name, God said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob. Amen. Amen. After the confession, God said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as the prince hast thou power with God and with men. Amen. And thou hast prevailed. Hallelujah. Amen. His name was changed. Tonight, we need to overcome any stubborn Jacob. Praise the Lord. We need to overcome so that we can manifest what? The fruits of the new name that God will give to us. Hallelujah. So that we will manifest. Because when he takes that name, he has to give you another name. Praise the Lord. He said, I will take your stony heart and give you a heart of what? Flesh. Oh, praise the Lord. So that you will do what? You will obey my statutes.
so that we will manifest the fruits of the new name that God is going to give to us. So let us go to the new camp, not with the same old Jacob. Let us crucify that old man tonight. Praise the Lord. Move in camp. So after Jacob was not satisfied, his name is changed. The Jacob has been taken away. Amen. Let us see the next step. Then he crossed over the brook himself to meet his household. Amen. Let's turn to Genesis 35. Now he crossed over a renewed, refreshed, a prince with the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Israel. Now a renewed man. Refreshed. A prince with the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. Wouldn't you love that? Amen. And he moved on to meet his family. Let's read Genesis 35, reading from 2 to 5. Then Jacob said unto his household, oh, hallelujah. Let's call it Israel. And now Israel said unto his household and to all that were with him, first, put away the strange gods. Oh, hallelujah. This is a real cleaning time. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. After he has been really sanctified. Oh, praise the Lord. Move to the family. Move to the family. The household. And he said, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Because they are moving to what? A new camp. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Moving camp. Amen. They were moving toward Bethel. Amen. The presence of God. Amen. And so, put away all gods, strange gods amongst you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go to Bethel, and make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me all the way which I went. And they responded, hallelujah. Verse 4, and so they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hands, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. Amen. Clean up, brethren. Let's do the same. Praise God. Let's do the same. Pastor, I've been preaching a lot about this Hollywood and all those of things. Brethren, let's go home. Anything that is of Hollywood and all those of things, let's begin to clean everything off. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's strange God. He has what? Strange gods. Put away all of them. Hallelujah. Amen. Things that are what? That are contrary to the word of God. He was cleaning his household. Let's clean our households, brethren. Let's clean our households. Amen. If there has been what? Any small friction between wife, husband, today is dead. Hallelujah. These are the cleanups. Let the what? The love of God now stand. If the children, they are doing something that's wrong, correct them. You are doing what? Clean up. Oh, praise the Lord.
And above all, the family altar. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praying with what? With the family. Oh, hallelujah. And then what happened? Verse 5. I love it so much. Then now they were going toward the new camp. And as they journeyed, what happened? Now everything is what? Cleaned up. Oh, hallelujah. Wouldn't you love a church like that? Wouldn't you love a church like that? Church not moving. With no what? No spots. No wrinkle. No blemish. A holy church. Oh, praise the Lord. Without spot or without wrinkle. A holy church without what? Without blemish. That is what Christ says, I will present to myself. They were moving now. Oh, Brother Wilmore, isn't it so great to see a church without blemish? Everything cleaned up from the top to down. From the preacher himself. Israel. To what? To the church members. Amen. From we, the ministers. As we stand here, it doesn't mean that all is okay. Brother, I must confess it. I have my own, shortcomings here and there. I'm going to clean them up. Oh, praise God. Tonight, I will look wherever any Jacob that is hiding anywhere. I'm going to expose it. Amen. Moving camp. Moving camp. Your salvation is as good as your confession. So says the prophet. Amen. And what happened? He said, the terror of God. Oh, I want to say amen. The terror of God was upon the cities that were around about. Oh, hallelujah. If a church can move like this, oh, terror of God will be upon Satan, upon our enemies, upon sickness, upon disease, upon everything. The terror of God will be upon every works of Satan, demons. Praise the Lord. If we can move in that way, terror will come upon every adversary. Amen. Moving camp. From the pulpit to the pews. Amen. Let us look at another moving camp. And we are going to talk about Joshua. Oh, hallelujah. Going to talk about Joshua. Let's turn to Joshua 1, 10, 11. Joshua 1, 10, 11. Now, Moses, you know the story already. Moses now is dead. And God called Joshua and told him, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Be strong, be courageous. Amen. But one thing is that this book of the law, meditate upon it day and night. Amen. Never turn away from it to the left or to the right. Stay in line. Amen. And now lead the people. Take the people to what? To the promised land. He was moving camp to what? A place that God has promised. Praise the Lord. So, he said, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals. Oh, yes, sir. Prepare your victuals. For within 3 days, ye shall pass over this Jordan. Amen.
Oh, how many days do we have? Praise God. We are going to pass over to a new place. Praise the Lord. So we pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord God hath given you to possess. Amen. Then to Joshua 3. Joshua 3, 5 to 7. Joshua 3, 5 to 7. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves. See? Before they moved. Praise the Lord. Before they moved. He said, sanctify yourself. Brethren, let's sanctify ourselves. For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. How many love that? Amen. Let's sanctify ourselves. And the Lord will do real good wonders among us as a church. Amen. Let's sanctify ourselves, brethren. You know how sanctification, brethren. Anything, see, clean everything. It's still the what? It's still the cleaning up. Amen. And Joshua spake unto verse 6. So Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. When I was in there, I heard Brother Wilmore talking about moving our things here. Is it tomorrow? Praise the Lord. That as many that will... Is that so? As many that will be able to come, isn't it? Praise the Lord. And what do we need? We need something to go before us. Brethren, praise God. We can't just move just like that. Hallelujah. That's why we are here tonight. We're going to pray. The ark of the Lord said to go before the people. And we are going to see what it did. Praise the Lord. So we need the Spirit of God as we are moving from here. We need something to lead us. Amen. Don't just come here and begin to park. No, sir. We are asking the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, to take the lead and take us out from here. Oh, praise God. How many believe that? Moving camp. We need the Spirit of God to go before us. We don't just come and begin to pack things and this, that, that. No, sir. The Spirit of God has to go before us. And that's why we are here tonight to pray that, Lord, we are moving tomorrow. And we need the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to come and lead us as we are packing off. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now let's read. When this ark of God, what it did. Brethren, when we continue reading verse 14 to 16 to 17. Oh, wonderful. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I love it. So we need it tomorrow. As we are moving, the Spirit of God to lead us. As the ark of God was leading them. He said, when the priests, the Levites, their foot just stepped upon the waters of Jordan. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's what the Spirit will do for us tomorrow. Amen. 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 Yes, sir. Amen. He said Jordan had to what? Had to give way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jordan had to give way. Amen. Every powers, amen, every imagination, every strongholds that will try to what? Interfere our going. There is someone that is leading us. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Jordan has to give way. Amen. Any kind of hindrance and obstacle has to give way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, Jordan has already had overflown his banks. Amen. It has already overflown its banks. And then, river that has been overflown, and it has been what? Stopped.
Amen.
You could see how high it was. And when you read the Bible, it said even some people, it blocked some people at the northern part. They couldn't know how to cross. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And the priests, they stood.
Amen.
Oh, as they stood on dry grounds, the children of God were passing this way. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
They were passing.
Amen.
They were passing. That's exactly what we want to call the Lord tomorrow, as he stands against every wind, every powers, every hindrance. He says, whilst we are packing and going toward that way, oh, moving camp, we need God. Oh, the Spirit of God to lead us. Oh, that's why we are here, Lord, tonight. Oh, to come and ask, oh God, that tomorrow, oh, you will lead us through. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's what we believe, oh Lord. Amen. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Hmm. Now, when they crossed over, when they have gotten their foot upon that place, that new camp, what was the first thing they saw? Who can tell me? What was the first thing they saw? The first thing Joshua saw. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God bless you, my brother. Oh, yes, sir. That new place. Oh, hallelujah. The captain of the Lord host is already there. How many believe that? The captain of the Lord host was standing there. We saw the drone. Amen. Do you know what he had done already? He had already won the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Every spirit, every powers, everything that was there. Oh, the walls of Jericho, no matter how thick it was, strong it was, everything. Oh, their foundations, their defense, where had all completely what? Been broken. Amen. That's our prayer tonight. That place, there has been people that probably have gone through that place. We don't know the spirits and all those mami waters and wizards and witchcrafts and other things that are packed over there. They are just waiting for us to come. Oh, in Jesus' name, the captain of the Lord host has already what? Won every victory, has already cleared the place. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Moving camp. Does it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir, Lord. That is our faith tonight.
Amen.
That's what we are holding on to tonight. That tomorrow as we live here, the Spirit of God will go before us.
Amen.
And stand against every obstacle. Stand against every hindrance.
Amen.
And we know already that place. Though when we get there, we are going to pray. We are going to march over. Oh, praise the Lord. We are going to go round. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are going to go over 7 times. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, and every walls of Jericho, every powers, everything will be broken. Oh, yes, sir. Ah, thank you, Lord. The captain of the Lord host.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Brethren, how many are happy in the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Moving camp. And we believe that every word that has been spoken. Now let's hear something from the prophet here. He said, when Joshua met the captain of the Lord host, what the prophet said here. And he said, one day while strolling along the wilderness coming from the Jordan to Jericho, as Rocky Hill Desert. I'm reading from this great warrior Joshua, Chicago's preaching 1985. He said, there's a wilderness like, he said, walking along there, he seen a man. And the man stood and drew his sword, just a man, looked like a man. And Joshua, perhaps being a chief warrior, drew his sword too, walked to him and said, who are you? Are you for us or for our adversaries? Maybe the man just gave a little smile. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, the prophet said, the man I could see lifts his sword high and say, no, I am the captain of the host of the Lord, the God of Israel. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And we know immediately. He said, the place where you are standing is a holy ground. He has to remove his shoes and he fell upon his face to worship. Amen. My brethren over there, we will truly worship. Amen. Let's listen a little something from the prophet here. He said, it was the captain. In other words, the leader of the host of Israel. We are talking about the one who is over there at our new camp. Praise the Lord. It was the captain, in other words, the leader of the host of Israel. And that leader was none other than what? Christ himself. Amen. Christ himself is there. He has pulled down all strongholds. And what was, the prophet said, and what was he first seen in? He was seen in a pillar of fire. And now, listen closely here. The pillar of fire had become a man.
Amen.
Amen. Then the prophet said, I hope you know what I'm talking about. He had become what? A man. The pillar of fire now had become what? A man. Standing what? With a sword. Oh, praise the Lord. Joshua alone by himself has seen just what it was, that the pillar of fire that had led them as an angel, here he stood and called himself the captain of the Lord host. He was an unseen one. And he is still the captain of the Lord host. The unseen one, the invincible one, the omnipotent one, here tonight. Just as real as he was standing there against the walls of Jericho. How many believe it? That he is here tonight. That unseen. Oh, that invincible. That the omnipotent. He is here tonight. As he was standing by the walls of Jericho. He is the same standing here tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ himself. He said he is that Melchizedek that Abraham met many, many hundred years before there. Had no father, no mother, no beginning of days, ending of years. Melchizedek. He said, who was that great king? Had no beginning of days, no ending of years. Without descent, without father, without mother. There you are. Here he is. Abraham said, I've talked face to face with God. Melchizedek, the unseen host, is just real here tonight. And I'm reading all from the prophet. Oh, praise the Lord. The unseen, the invincible one, the omnipotent one, the same Jesus Christ is here tonight. And brethren, he's waiting for our confession. Don't forget our confession, our names. And then, brethren, let's lift up. Musicians, start coming as we get ourselves into prayer for this moving camp. Moving camp. Oh, hallelujah. How many believe tonight? How many will confess their names. Because he said your salvation is as good as your confession. If you make it good, it will be good for you. But meanwhile, as a church, as we are moving together, brethren, let us put everything behind us. Amen. Let's sanctify ourselves, as Joshua said, sanctify yourself. Praise the Lord. As Jacob said, put away all strange gods and be clean. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let us just do exactly that as we are moving camp. And we believe the Lord. Oh, tomorrow, as the pillar, as the ark of the covenant, led the people, it will lead us tomorrow. It will stand against every hindrances and obstacles for us to pass through to what? To our new camp. Amen. Oh, do you love him? Amen. Musicians, give us something so that we can now just all that we have heard. First of all, we have to confess our names. We are doing that cleanup because we don't know, we don't want to go with our Jacobs. Any kind of Jacob that is in your life tonight, he said, confess it. He will take it. He will change your name. And he will give you a name whereby you will be able to manifest the what? The very good name that he has given to you.
Hallelujah.
And whatever the Lord gives is always perfect. It is always good. Oh, praise God. And it is always there to what? To glorify his name. That is what he is. He gives to you for you to glorify his name. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, my sister, do you love him? Amen. God richly bless you.
Create in me a clean.
Oh, yes. That's a very good song. For our confession, that's the right song we need to sing.
A right spirit within me.
For our confession. For our confession.
Create in me a clean.
Oh, he's here tonight. As Jacob
renew your right spirit with it, cast me not away.
Cast me not away
from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away
from thy presence, O Lord,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. And renew your right spirit within me.
Create in me
a clean heart, O God. And renew your right spirit within me. Cast me not away. Yes, O Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore
joy of thy salvation. And in your right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And in your right spirit within me.
Renew.
And in your right spirit within me.
Creating
in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me.
Create in me,
create in me a clean heart.
Oh God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not,
cast me not away from thy presence, Lord, and take all thy Holy Spirit from me.
Take it now,
restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And in your right spirit within me.
Cast me away,
cast me away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Thy salvation.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Renew within me, Lord.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Renew a right spirit within me, Lord.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Renew within me a new spirit,
Lord. And renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, tonight, my brother, let us now ask for the renewing, oh, the refreshing from the Lord. Tonight, He waits for your confession. He waits for your confession. The prophet says your salvation is as good as your confession is good. Let us now, tonight, let's confess our Jacobs. Let's confess our Jacobs. Oh, Father, because He knows already. He knows it. And so we cannot hide it from Him. Let's say, Lord, this is my Jacob. This is my Jacob. I am prayerlessness. I can't pray enough, Lord. Father, that's my Jacob. Oh, Father, my Jacob is gossiping. Oh, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Jacob. Oh, my Jacob is a lukewarmness, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight, as I move to my new camp, Lord, I don't want to go with my old man, old name. Oh, yes. Oh, create a new spirit in me. Create a new spirit in me. Cast me not out tonight, Lord. Renew me, O God. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's confess our Jacob. Let's confess our Jacob. Every Jacob. Let's make a cleanup. A cleanup. They are strange gods. strange gods. Let's cast them away. Let's put them away. The strange gods. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are moving camp. We are moving camp, Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, that everything the Lord stands against your word. Jacob wrestled with you all night.
Where your people go.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Father, we commit our church into your hands. Oh, we want to be that church of God. Move into that new camp. Without blemish. Without spot, without wrinkles. We want to move to our new camp, Lord. Without any spot. Without any wrinkle. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's our prayer tonight. Oh, Lord. We are coming as one body. We are coming as one body, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, let us draw nigh unto him. Father, we are looking for a true heart, Lord. Oh, with the full assurance of faith. Lord Jesus. We surrender our Jacob. We surrender our Jacob, Lord. Our Jacob, we surrender, Lord.
When we kept the Lord Savior,
we surrender them tonight.
Lord, that is our last time, Lord Savior.
Don't need it anymore.
Thank Lord Savior, it's our last Lord Savior. One day, Lord Savior.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
It won't be our last Lord Savior, God. Guide us today, Lord Savior, God. Shepherd us, Lord Savior, God.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
For all we desire is a closer walk with the Lord Savior, to be one with the Lord Savior, God. Father, to live our lives clean, Lord Savior, before we. Lord, not before man, Lord Savior, God. But to live our lives pleasing before the Lord Savior, God. Shepherd us, Lord Savior, we pray. Let us not take for granted so wondrous the word, Lord Savior. But let us, Lord, take this word, Father, Lord, to our hearts, Lord Savior, God. Father, knowing in the Lord Savior,
the truth.
That when you would stand
the Lord,
before us, Lord
the Lord
Savior,
is waiting.
The captain of the Lord's host, Lord.
The Lord is
Lord,
waiting.
Before us, oh God. Lord, we not desire, Lord, Father, to
oh,
lead
we
us
cannot
us,
put
Lord. We not desire to grind ourselves,
wine
Lord.
Wine into an old bottle.
Lord, Savior, that you would do the
let
need,
us not try
us, Lord, Savior. We are
to still feel
Lord, Savior, Lord, that this is the, place,
the old bottle
where
with
you
would wine.
Lead us, Lord. Lord, this is the place.
Let's pour all the old wine out.
Even upon this nighttime,
let's pour every old wine out. Let's put in the new wine.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
For what better place, Lord?
Father, we want to go that place.
Lord Savior, but a day
every misunderstanding.
Told, no, Lord, Savior,
Lord, we want to leave every negative thing here.
Oh, show me this place, Lord,
let us leave
oh,
every
Father,
negative.
Oh, Father, you knew.
Any
Lord,
negative
Savior,
thing, let's leave it here.
We got you, Lord, Savior,
as we move camp, look at Jacob. Let's take Jacob as an example.
Father, such wondrous times, Lord.
He made sure he himself was cleansed. He made sure his name has been changed. Then he made a cleaning amongst his household. And when they started moving, the terror of God, the terror of God was upon all the enemies. That is what we want to see. A church that moves without any spot. A church moving without any wrinkle. A holy church without blemish. Moving. Moving.
Oh, Father, this would be. But my last cry here. Oh, Father, my prayer would be, Lord Savior. That Lord Savior. Oh, Father, if you would grant us grace, Lord. Let us, Lord Savior, find our own permanent place, Lord Savior God. That when you would find us, Lord, you would find us in a fixed abode, Lord Savior. Father, we don't desire, Lord, to be moving from place to place, Lord. We desire, Lord Savior, not a fixed abode, Lord Savior. We desire, Lord Savior, oh Father, that thou would give us, Lord. Father, Kellen brothers, Lord. Lord, that would raise the money, Lord. Lord, to buy our own place, Lord Savior. Father, we don't desire, Lord, to be looking for places to rent, Lord Savior. We don't desire to be like Abraham in the wilderness, Lord. Father, we have crossed over, Lord. And we believe, Lord Savior, by grace, Lord, and by the power of the spoken word, Lord. Father, we can, Lord Savior, create, Lord, the finances need, Lord Savior, Lord, to purchase a place, Lord Savior God. And we ask it, Lord Savior, Lord, that thou would give us, Lord, gallant men, Lord, even amidst this place, Lord, that would, Lord Savior, strive, Lord, and work, Lord, Father, to raise, Lord Savior, the required funds, Lord, for us to purchase a place of our own, Lord Savior God. For, Lord, if we are children of God, Lord Savior, Father, Lord, looking for places to rent, Lord Savior, oh, Jehovah, Lord, we want to be like Lord Savior, oh, Father, Joshua, Lord Savior, we don't believe, Lord, he'd be satisfied, Lord, Lord, in going from place to place, Lord. We believe, Lord Savior, Father, Lord God, we, Lord Savior, desire, Lord, to possess, Lord, Father, our mountain, Lord, to possess, Lord, Lord, a fixed location, Lord, Lord, that we don't have to go from place to place, Lord Savior God. Father, you be glorified, Lord.
Let's remember tomorrow.
Lord, the goodness that you have given unto us, Lord. Yeah, Lord, even in this place, Lord. Father, Lord, I
let's
thank
remember
you, Lord
tomorrow.
Savior. Father, even Lord Savior, for this time, Lord Savior,
the Spirit
Lord,
of
that
God.
We've been able, Lord, Father, to call upon your name, Lord Savior. Yeah, Lord,
we'll
even
stand
in this house, Lord Savior God. Oh, Father, Lord, I may never get another opportunity. We'll
stand against any opposition.
Lord, I'm grateful, Lord Savior. Lord, I'm truly, Lord Savior, grateful,
any hindrance,
Father, for what you've given unto
any
us, Lord.
Obstacle.
Father, yeah, Lord, even in this place, Lord. Bless, Lord, this land, Lord Savior. You provide, Lord, Father, for him, Lord. Father,
let's
oh God,
remember
Lord,
tomorrow.
For what is done to us, Lord Savior God.
Let's
Father,
commit that also into
Father,
prayer.
We are, Lord Savior,
that tomorrow,
Lord Savior, and we are looking
the
unto
Spirit
Lord,
of God,
Lord, offer, Lord, and finish, Lord, even
just like the ark of God, stood against every
every
wind and storm,
Lord Savior God. Father, Lord, and even in that
for
place,
the children of God
Lord,
to pass
people, Lord,
over.
Let with Lord Savior be acquainted with thee, Lord.
We are looking unto the Lord.
Savior, truly, Lord. Father, Lord,
that tomorrow,
Lord, Savior, a people that would
we are not just
Lord,
coming
Lord,
here
Savior,
to pack.
Not a people, Lord Savior.
But we are asking the Lord, the Spirit of God,
every wind of doctrine, Lord Savior,
to go before
but
us.
Let us be, Lord. Father, Lord, and
the Spirit of
church,
God,
Lord,
to stand against
Lord, church, Lord, Savior,
every opposition.
Father, to that day,
anything that's wrong, would try
oh,
to hinder,
us,
Lord,
Lord, Lord,
in the
Savior,
name of Jesus
oh, Father,
Christ,
that with Lord Savior, to
Father, we want
Lord,
to come it into
in
your hands
Lord,
tomorrow,
Savior,
moving,
us, Lord, the Lord, sisters, Lord, that would do exploits,
your Spirit, Lord,
Lord
Jesus,
Savior, Father, Lord, Father,
your Spirit, Lord,
who
stand against
Father, be so worldly, Lord,
any opposition.
Lord, young men, Lord,
we commit all the brethren that will be here. We commit everyone that will be here to help, to move, Lord, that your Spirit, Lord Jesus, will lead us out. Your Spirit, oh Lord, would make a way for us. Your Spirit, Lord, will guide us. Your Spirit, Lord, will make the way of God. That's our prayer, Lord Jesus. Oh, even Lord, as we know, Lord, the captain of the Lord hosts, we know he's already there. We know that he's already there.
Lord, the situation is getting better.
That very place, that new place.
Will you not change that circumstance, Lord?
We know
Father, for the glory, Lord,
that the captain of the Lord hosts.
Lift him out, Lord,
Lord, we thank you because we know
Lord,
that every weight,
that he may be made whole, Lord,
every weight,
Lord, that even Lord,
demons,
even upon the new day, Lord,
evil spirits,
Lord, Father, to make contact, Lord,
that are already
fire,
over there.
Lord, on the farewell, Lord, even
oh,
on the strength, Lord,
yes, Lord Jesus,
Lord, I pray your praise,
that the captain of the Lord hosts tonight.
Oh, God,
has already won the victory. God cleared all for us.
Father, you sustain the Lord. Oh, Father, Lord.
Oh, blessed be your name, Lord.
Oh, God, watch for Lord. Even of our ways, Lord, Savior God.
Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus.
We bless your name, Lord. We raise
you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity.
And we want to thank you, God, the Lord, tonight. You have brought this message to us. To assure us that, Lord, Oh, that you are already there. You have already taken the lead. You have brought down every imagination and strongholds. Oh, that place, every spirit of the enemy has already been taken care of. Lord, we believe it, O God. That tomorrow as many of the brethren that will be here, oh, to help in the parking, O God, that the Spirit of the Lord will stand against every opposition.
Yes, Father.
Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, we believe it. We believe it, O God.
We believe it, Lord.
We believe it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We believe it, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Father, we are moving.
Amen.
As a church.
Hallelujah.
We are moving as a church, as a body.
Amen.
The body of you, Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we are moving, oh God. Without
Hallelujah.
Blemish. Without blemish. Without spot. Without wrinkle. We are moving as a holy church.
Amen.
We are moving with one accord. We are moving in harmony. As the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. As long as the arm, the hand, cannot stay behind this body, so it is your church, Lord, moving
Amen.
To the new camp.
Hallelujah.
And Lord Jesus, as Jacob did all the cleansing, Lord, the Holy Spirit, we believe that you have done all the cleansing for us. And Lord, we want to commit even Sunday, Lord, into your hands. Our service, the last service here. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to see your visitation once again.
Hallelujah.
We commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands. As he leads the church to the new camp of God, Father, we pray in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We know that we are not moving because of a new message. It's that same message. Amen. Lord, we commit him to your hands.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, he will stand like Joshua. Lord, to lead the people out onto that place of God.
Mm.
Father, grant him, Lord Jesus, the courage. Grant him, Lord Jesus, the wisdom. Father, to lead your children to this new camp.
Mm.
Father, we know the Lord. Tonight, as you have said, you are the high priest over your house.
Amen.
We are going to approach you, Lord, with our true heart, O God, with full assurance of faith. Lord, every evil conscience is out. We thank you, O God. Our bodies are washed tonight, even as many that are not here, Lord. We know that, Lord, the experience of tonight is for the whole body. And wherever Lord Jesus, our brethren are, they've received that same, Lord, cleansing tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, when we speak, we want to speak like you. When we think, we want to think like you. When we are seeing things, we want to see it like you. Amen. And Father, we want to act through the Holy Spirit. Not by ourselves, Lord. Father, we thank you that tonight you have given us something about our moving out. Bless this word of God upon the heart of everyone, Lord. Even as we have confessed, Lord Jesus, our Jacobs, Father, take them and renew us, Lord.
Create now, Lord Jesus, a new spirit in us as we move out to God. We are not moving out, Lord, with any mixed multitude. We are moving out, Lord Jesus, as a holy church with no spot to God. We come against, Lord Jesus. Even you said how the terror of God was upon the people, upon the cities. So let it be, O God, that even this church, Lord, when it moves, as we are packing, O God, grant us, Lord Jesus, the protection, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you tonight. We bless your wonderful name.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for our musicians, Lord. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for the deacons. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every member of the body. We thank you even for our children, Lord, that you have kept us safe in this place. And we know that, Lord, you are going with us out over there into our new camp.
Amen.
We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to bless you. Musicians, give us one song as we... How many are happy in the Lord? Amen. Ah, I believe it. We are moving out, brother, in a new spirit. Do you believe it?
Amen.
God bless you, brother. Amen. Yeah.
Tomorrow, let's meet at 1 o'clock here. Those that are able to come, especially those that have got their cars as well. We won't be moving a lot of things tomorrow, but we especially need people to pack some things here, and we need people over there to be preparing the place. So if we meet here at 1 o'clock, we divide ourselves into two teams. One stays here packing and taking some things. The other team will be over there preparing the place and receiving the things that we'll bring over there. And then on Sunday, please come prepared to spend the whole day here. We'll also create two teams, another one over there, another one here after church, that is on Sunday. Because we have to, Sunday is our absolute last day, so we have to bring everything with us. And we also need to leave this place in a very good shape, so there will be a lot of need for cleaning as well, just so we don't mar our testimony.
Amen.
So there's also work for sisters to be done tomorrow and Sunday as well, because there's a bit of cleaning to be done over there.
Amen.
So we thank you for your support, and we hope to meet you at 1 o'clock. Thank you.
I think many people are not here, so you send text messages here.
An announcement of the same as well on the church group. So thank you very much.
God bless you. God bless you, Reverend. Let's all join hands together tomorrow and Sunday, so that we know the Spirit of the Lord, the captain of the Lord host, is leading the way. Amen. Praise God.
In that robe I will hide, in the shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me,
in that robe
I will hide.
In that robe I will hide.
In the shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that robe I will lie. In that robe.
In that robe.
shadow, I will ever hide. When the storms of life come sweeping
over me in the room,
I will hide in the room.
Hallelujah!
I will hide in the shadow. I will hide when the storms of life come sweeping over me in the room.